This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Live from the University of Mary. Homecoming week at the University of Mary. And they do something really neat called the Day of Service with their students during this homecoming week. We're going to learn a little bit about that. Monsignor James Shea will be here. Congressman Kevin Cramer will be here making his way to the wonderful, delicious, old-fashioned kind of fun down in Wishing, North Dakota for the Sauerkraut Festival. Congressman Cramer takes your calls for the entire hour on any and all topics coming up on the program today. Todd Mitchell also has that Kush duty down at Sauerkraut Fest. So, Todd, what do you got planned? You're kind of deciding how to pace yourself on the wonderful pies over the church there and sauerkraut and Wieners, what's the plan for you? Did I not hear Todd a moment ago? Is Todd not there? Oh, I see. Reconnecting him on a different line. I got it. Got it. What else are we going to talk about today? Well, I want to tell you, I never thought I could possibly be more repulsed by Hillary Clinton. Because I've heard enough, you know, from the deplorables comment, you know, all of her deceit over the years. And isn't it rich to be lectured by Democrats about women's rights and about caring for women and about, you know, Me Too and all the things that they claim as their own? But then you have Bill and Hillary Clinton and the cover-ups and the disregard for people is unbelievable. Now she's topped it, folks. She's topped it. It's unbelievable. She's calling. She was asked about, you know, what an uncivil time we live in, and you know, how can we stop all this incivility? And she said, no, we need all this incivility. It's not going to stop until we take the House or Senate back. So she's calling for more of the same. Calling for mobs. It happened, folks. I heard it with my own ears. We'll play the clip today on the show. It's just, it really is nothing short of extraordinary. Knock Todd's on the phone. I thought maybe you had to take a little sauerkraut break or something.
Wow, it's a little snowy in Wishing today. So,
oh, it is. I don't know where.
Through, we're helping shovel and stuff here.
Yeah, no, I guess it's cleared a little bit in the Bismarck Mandate. It's not bad now here at all, but it was earlier. I had second worst drive of my entire, Bismarck to Fargo runs today because of the weather. It was really bad. It was this slushy stuff that then froze, so it was slick. I mean, at one point, you're going 20 miles an hour, semi in the ditch by Medina, otherwise slick and just a mess, just an absolute mess and slow going, really slow passing lane, pretty much, it starts to clear not far after Medina, you know, before Steele anyway, it clears up. But just somewhere between Medina and Steele there is about where it starts to clear if you're heading west towards Bismarck. But be careful if you're out there because I-94 is a mess when you head, as I say, pretty much Medina east. So, and you say snow down there too, Todd?
You know, we hit at 83, and as you got almost all the way to Linton, it was okay. Then we started seeing a little bit of activity, but Linton to Wishick, it was a little snowier and icier, so you know, more of the activity is off to the southeast, so the further east and or south you go is where you're going to see further stuff. But now, if you're going to drive from Bismarck to Wishing today for the 93rd annual Sauerkraut Day, I would go down to Linton and then allow a little extra time getting from Linton to Wishing, and you'll be fine.
All right. 93 years they've been doing this. Is that great or what? It is
That's
so
fantastic.
Fun.
Fantastic. You know, it was a longstanding thing where the stores would do it as just kind of a favor to all the customers and stuff. You just come by and get your wieners and sauerkraut and all the fixins. I don't know if they used the word fixins 93 years ago or not. I wasn't alive back then. Yeah, and it's still going on after all these years, and end up with a few thousand people coming through the door, and it's going to be a fantastic day.
Yeah, that's great. And what's the schedule on the serving? When do you need to be there by?
They start serving at 11, and it's officially 11 to 1, but, you know, obviously if you're here at 105 and you still got plenty left, I mean, it's not like they're not going to kick you out or anything. It's not, you know, I don't think they all want to take it home and have wieners and sauerkraut for leftovers every day for the rest of the year or whatever. But we're in the gym. It's all set up. The Wishick Public School Band and Choir will be here, and we're expecting an accordion bunch of accordion players to be here, and I'll do a Facebook Live on that because it's always one of those things that gets several thousand people watching it. So yeah, that, 11 to 1 officially.
Love that. That's fantastic. Now, the pies still in the church across from the...
We'll be trudging across to get the pies. You know, we're missing you this year, Scott. You know, get this on your calendar for next year so we can do some more of that pie, because there's any time you can go to any small town in North Dakota, and everybody's got every kind of homemade pie out there. You just can't pass it up.
Yeah, they have that little pie fest. I can't remember if they do that during or is it after?
It's kind of during. You have your wieners and sauerkraut, and when you're casually ready to go, you just kind of head across the street, and there's the pies.
Sauerkraut Day, Wishick, North Dakota, 93rd year. Oh, my gosh.
It'll be interesting to see what politicians are and are not here. I'll be keeping a sharp eye out. If any of you, Cole Circuit, Heidi Heitkamp, I double-dog dare you to come over and I'll get you on.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, you like that double-dog dare? I wonder if that'll work.
I do remember a little tricky thing she did last year. She tweeted out a photo saying, shout out to everybody at... Sauerkraut Day, but she wasn't there. She just used a photo of from a previous year of her being at the Sauerkraut Day.
That's cheating. You know what? You can't do that this year because there's a bunch of snow here. So if you see a photo of somebody staying there in Wishick and you don't see any snow, they're not in Wishick.
Yeah, exactly. You got to be there. It's the real deal. It's a lot of fun. I've been there actually a few times over the years, and Congressman Kramer was there as a PSC member and as a congressman, so I know he'll be down there today. In fact, he's going to be doing the talk radio town hall from Wishick today. So there you go.
Don Campbell came on with me for quite a while last go round, and it was funny because some of the other media just kind of said, So they obviously weren't up to speed. But of course, you know, if you are up to speed, then you're listening to what's in your mind anyway. So
exactly right.
Know any of that other stuff, and they wouldn't know about you because
right.
We know where you are.
You have fun down there. We can smell the sauerkraut from here, so we know it's they're cranking up and getting ready.
And if you're around before 11, the vendor show is already open at the National Guard, or actually at 9:30, it'll be open at the National Guard Armory. It's a big, big vendor show to check out already, so go for it.
Who's that lady that accosted me and, like, kissed me all over with her crazy lipstick the last time I was there? Do you remember the lady?
was that Ernestina?
Yeah, it was, yeah.
You know, I tried to get her here this year. She's relocated to Minnesota. It's a shame, but we'll get her back at some point. We've got to.
Ernestina, she was a beauty. Yeah, remember it well.
She's priceless. There's a bunch of video. If you go to my Facebook page, there's a whole bunch of different video with Ernestina and me on there. So check it out.
Sounds good. All right, talk to you later. Todd Mitchell.
Thanks, Scott.
Down in Wishick for Sauerkraut Day today, and what a day to be there. As I mentioned, Monsignor Shea coming up here in just a little bit. We're going to talk about homecoming and the day of service. Love what the students do here. My hope is that by telling you some of these stories, it will maybe inspire some similar things in your community and just get a sense of how much it touches folks to do it. So we're going to talk a little bit about that today on the program. And as I mentioned, Congressman Kevin Kramer here, and a lot to cover with him. Big announcement in Iowa, the president keeping a promise to farmers, ag community, ethanol community, really ethanol and agriculture are one and the same. It really is an ag product because of the amount of corn it takes to crank out that ethanol. And what he did basically is tell the EPA to allow the sale of E15 all year long, which was really a political decision that it hadn't happened to that point. And the president acknowledged some people don't like this decision, and it doesn't mean I don't like them. It's just that this was a promise of mine during the campaign, so we'll talk a little bit about that. I also want to talk about this civility question and Heidi Heitkamp. I don't know how you don't. In other words, now, folks, what Hillary Clinton said, okay, I'll play it for you. You can hear it in her own words. What she said, if Donald Trump had said it, I guarantee you, every Democrat in North Dakota, every Democrat in Minnesota, every Democrat in South Dakota and Montana and nationally would be saying, this is wrong. You can't say that. He's inciting violence. The media would be doing the same thing. They'd be tracking down every Republican. Do you agree? Do you not agree? Why are we not doing the same for Hillary Clinton? Because she should be denounced for saying what she said. It's like I said yesterday. I mean, I just came out yesterday and said, how is it more people on the Democratic side are not responsible about this and saying stop? And what happens the next day? The Democrat presidential nominee says keep that incivility going. You can't make it up. More after this.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Hi, this is Scott Hinnon. I often hear from mineral owners about the difficulty of managing their minerals and knowing whether or not they're being paid properly. Now there's a solution. MineralTracker.com. Designed and built by a team of oil and gas experts in Watford City, Mineral Tracker is a one-of-a-kind technology, revolutionizing the way mineral owners are managing their oil and gas interests. Sign up for a free trial now at 833-842-2924. Visit MineralTracker.com or email info@MineralTracker.com.
Don't get stuck in the mud this harvest season. Let Butler Machinery and Alexion Track Combine help you get the crops off the field with 2.9% for 60 months on all used Lexions. Harvest with Tracks this season with 2.9% for 60 months. With a deal like this, you can't afford to wait. Contact Butler today and harvest with the best. Lexion Track Combines and Butler Machinery. Visit ButlerMachinery.com today. Certain restrictions apply.
This life full of moments, big moments, small moments, and life's in-between moments. It's about missing out on nothing and celebrating everything. It's how we at First International Bank and Trust live first and have been for over 100 years. We help dreams come true, one customer, one moment at a time. First International Bank and Trust. Live first.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to ramjacknorth.com. That's ramjacknorth.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Mary, homecoming week. Glad to be on campus for homecoming and specifically the day of service. And there's quite an apparatus that goes around the day of service. You know, this isn't just a one-off here or there. It's a neat deal. We're going to talk with Monsignor Shea about that on the program. We're brought to you in part today by our friends at MBI Energy. If you go online to MBIEnergyServices.com, you're going to see a number of opportunities, really, really good positions, career jobs with a great company. Rig jobs, for instance, the rig team growing, immediate openings now for experienced rig crews in western North Dakota. Committed to safety, job satisfaction, MBI has received national recognition for safety excellence, recently named the 2018 Best Place to Work in the Oil Patch. And, of course, part of that comes from making safety their top priority and offering excellent pay and benefits and monthly housing allowance and training and advancement opportunities. So floor hand, derrick hand, rig operator, supervisor, looking to grow your career, think of a rig job with an established local company, MBIEnergyServices.com. Same on mechanics and the lube tech jobs, too. Check them all out there at MBIEnergyServices.com. Let's see here. Greg in Jamestown has been waiting a while. I wanted to get in on a topic before we talk about the day of service today. What's on your mind, Greg?
Oh, I was just wondering. I'm a conservative and Trump's my man and whatnot, but I cannot figure out. The last I heard, a gallon of ethanol costs $13 to produce. And the windmills, I might be wrong. I hope you could ask some expert when you have them on there sometime. I heard there's like 60,000 of them in America broke down, and nobody can afford to fix them. And I was just wondering if all of this is, what's going on? How comes ethanol is great, no doubt, but why does it have to be subsidized so much? You know what I mean?
Yeah, it is.
So great, shouldn't it stand on its own if it's so great? And the windmills, too, they're subsidized. A lot of taxpayer money.
Yeah, two things I'd tell you, Greg. One on ethanol, it's not subsidized any longer, okay? Ethanol has been looking for all along is a level playing food, a level playing field to offer to their consumers the choice and the option. So there was a time when it had some different subsidies. Those have been phased out, and they found out, hey, this can work, it can go, and now you can turn corn into fuel. It's an option. On wind, same thing. They did have a production tax credit. I didn't like it either. And because, again, not a playing field that's level. That is being phased out. So it's not over, but it's on its way out and on a trajectory down. So, you know, in my mind, if you want to grow corn and sell it to an ethanol plant, you ought to have that opportunity. In my mind, if you want to lease space for a windmill on your land, that's your opportunity. I'd not heard about this business of all of those being broken down, but I'll find out whether that's true or whether that's a rumor or whatever that is. But I appreciate you calling, and thank you. I imagine you brought that up because we talked earlier about the president's announcement last night on allowing E15 sales all year long, which was an EPA decision, which does help, again, corn growers. That's more corn to be sold. That's a good thing for North Dakota. Well, our dear friend, Monsignor James Shea, president of the University of Mary, is here today to tell us a little bit about the day of service at UMary. How are you, sir?
I'm awfully glad to be with you, Scott. How are you?
Good. You like this day?
I love it. It's one of the best days of the year. And, you know, it's an amazing thing. We talk sometimes with you about Vision 2030 and all the dreams and plans that the University of Mary has. But one of the ideas that came out of that big strategic planning process that we engaged in those years ago when all this got started was this day of service, that once a year the University of Mary would engage in the state's largest day of service, flooding our communities with thousands of young people, students, faculty, and staff of the university who would go out and give back to their communities. The idea of servant leadership, the idea that one can't find one's meaning, purpose, or happiness in life without pouring oneself out in love, without finding a way to make the gift of our life, which we've been given, a gift for the good of the world, for other people, for the common good, for our communities. That's something which is at the bedrock of our education and really is at the bedrock of every great education that anybody can receive anywhere. But we want to really enact it today on this day of service. So I was just over with our students. We had a great big rally in the McDowell Activity Center. Jerome Richter, who's oftentimes with me on this program, gave a testimony. He talked about his mom raising all those kids in rural Monocan, changing all those diapers, milking all those cows, and how she was a tremendous example to him and to his brothers and sisters of service. I think of my parents, too, who were hardworking and trained us educated us, raised us to be hardworking, to give back. And I think that's one of the things that's great about North Dakota. Here on the high Great Plains, we really roll up our sleeves and we help each other out. And that allows us as well to arise above the controversies of the immediate moment and remember why human beings were given life, breathed into by God, why we were placed here on this earth. And so our students are out. Buses are leaving right now. If you tried to get off campus, Scott, you and I would have to sit there with our blinker on.
That's a good thing. It's so neat. We're going to talk a little bit about the different places they're going and things they're doing, but this is really a really, really neat thing. Is service done right? Not work? Not a chore?
Right. Well, that's, I told the students, so today, for the past 3-4 years on this day, and sometimes we've had it later in the year, for the last 3-4 years, we've had beautiful, sunny, you know, those terrific autumn days in North Dakota where the air is crisp, the leaves have changed, and it's just a joy to be out working at the zoo or raking leaves or being at the homeless shelter. It's just a joy to assist it, to help at the Salvation Army or at local Catholic or Lutheran parishes. That's a wonderful thing. But I said to the students this morning, I'm glad that today it's cold, it's overcast, and there's the threat of snow, because that's a reminder to us that a lot of people in our world are subject to their circumstances. And that we weren't made for comfort, we were made for greatness. And that regardless of whether the sun's shining or not, we've got to get out and help other people. And so I think that one needs to learn in one's life what a real work ethic is, and that work, you can work your butt off, you can work hard every day, and you can still be serving primarily yourself, your own plans, your own dreams. But service is an opportunity for us to realize that there are others who need our gifts and our talents more than we need them, and to find them, to find people in our lives. Sometimes they're as close as people right in our own family who need us, who need our service, who need us to be generous, kind, compassionate in terms of daily living. That's really important. Now, here's the other thing. A lot of cynical people would say you can't change a society, you can't change a community in just one day. And I spoke to the students about that this morning too, because those cynics have a point. The transformation of a society, the transformation of a civilization, isn't something that happens overnight. But that's not primarily what this is about. This is about getting started with changing hearts. Our students are going to go out and they're going to encounter all kinds of people in need in our community today. And their work is to be present to them as signals and signs of God's love. And so those people can experience in our students care, compassion, and concern, so that they can experience deep within that God loves them and that other people care about them and the world's a good place. Not only that, it's an opportunity more than anything for our students to experience that change deep within themselves. We all need that, Scott.
That's when service becomes a joy.
That's right.
Not a burden.
That's right.
Right?
You got it.
Yeah, when they see what it does for others and how it moves them. More with Monsignor Shea coming up. Day of Service, part of Homecoming at UMary today. We're live on What's on Your Mind.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
I've been to Norway. I want to go back to Norway. And when the family says, let's go to Norway, I say we're calling the pro, Carol Juven. How many times have you been to Norway?
174 times.
Holy buckets. And how many people along?
Approximately 49,000 total over the past 50 years.
50 plus years. What are you going to do next? Tell us about some of the trips you have on the docket.
First of all, we have the Norway Luxury Tour #1 and #2. And they will be going, of course, in June and July both. And then we have the Best of Norway and the Hallingdal Tour. And, of course, we have a combination of land or cruise.
And we're going to do a trip, and it will be both. We're looking forward to that very much. There's no place on earth like Norway. If folks want to phone you up, what do they call you at?
1-800-343-0093. We don't just tour Norway. We meet the people. Welcome along to beautiful Norway.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A monstrous Category 4 Hurricane Michael is close to making landfall in the Florida Panhandle.
It's got winds of over 145 miles an hour. The FEMA director just held a briefing.
Right now, FEMA has nearly 3,000 people in the field. That doesn't include all of our federal partners that are there. We're doing everything that we can to pre-position not only incident management teams and disaster medical teams, but also rotary aircraft ready to go to support search and rescue missions. We have search and rescue teams staged to be able to move into Florida and to the areas highly impacted in Florida, but also Georgia as well.
Again, that's FEMA Chief Brock Long. Florida Governor Rick Scott tweeting a short time ago, quote, "The time for evacuating along the coast has come and gone. The storm expected to also bring heavy rains to Georgia, Alabama, and the already waterlogged Carolinas." And this is USA Radio News.
It's time to find adventure on every drive. With Pennzoil Synthetics, you get complete protection for top engine performance. And between October 1st and November 30th, you'll get travel rewards to help you on your journey. With the purchase of any Pennzoil specialty motor oil change, you can earn up to $100 in travel reward credit. Save on hotels, rental cars, and activities. Visit Pennzoil.com/travelon to find participating locations. Pennzoil, make the switch. Travel on. Offer ends 11/30. Terms apply. Full details at Pennzoil.com/travelon.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
One, two, three, four.
So much going on in this great campus, and today it's a day of service. Really neat day. You could be on the road today to our friends at Bucklich in Valley City, North Dakota's home for Chevy. And, of course, at 721 West Main in Valley City with Bucklich, Chevy, Buick, and GMC. Bucklich.com for their Bismarck store. And you can go online, check this one out that I'm going to tell you about here. But we always bring you a great deal. It's another one-owner local trade. They're famous for those at Bucklich. It's a 2007 Chevy Cobalt LS sedan. So it's got the ultra silver metallic exterior, gray interior, only 63,700 miles. Get a load of the price on this thing, $5,895. It's got 63,000 miles is all on it. It's $5,895 on the line now, but it's yours today if you tell them, hey, Scott told me about this really good deal. I want that Chevy Cobalt and that one with only 57,000 miles on it, 63,000 miles on it, sorry. And the price, $49.84 when you tell them that Scott sent you. So hop online, check it out at PucklichValleyCity.com or stop at the showroom and see it for yourself and tell them Scott sent you. We are back on What's on Your Mind, chatting today about service, specifically a really neat thing that the students at the University of Mary do called the Day of Service, where they are all of them, and not just the students, right? You said this is faculty, staff, this is everybody.
It's everybody in the university community, and not only on this campus either. Our campuses in Fargo, in Billings, and our campus in Rome are participating in the Day of Service. In fact, it's interesting because it's already evening is breaking over in Rome, and we were over there bright-eyed and bushy-tailed in the McDowell Activity Center for this rally at the beginning, and they Skyped in the students at the Rome campus who were just washing their hands at the end of their day of service and getting ready. They have every Wednesday night over in Rome, they have a community night, and so they start with a service of worship, and then they have some time just to talk about life, and then they have a nice multi-course Italian dinner. So yeah, no, this is North Dakota's largest one-day volunteer event in the whole state, and it happens once a year here on the campus of the University of Mary. So I think
No classes.
No classes.
There's no, the obligation is to go out there and do a day of service.
That's right. And so we'll have about 1,500 volunteers who are flooding the Bismarck Mandan community, and we have to add to that then The numbers over in Billings and Fargo and Rome, Italy.
So the buses are on their way, as you said earlier.
Yep.
And the morning service projects are going until noon.
That's right.
And then outside of the MAC, the students do a little lunch.
Which Dakota Community Bank, which is a primary sponsor of the day of service, they're great corporate citizens. They always grill hot dogs. You know, they have. It's an amazing thing. They pull up these gigantic kind of grills, and they can do hot dogs like you've never seen before in your life. It's amazing. And so we have some hot dogs and chips and things. Then we have the afternoon service projects as well.
Yeah, they go again from 1 until 3, and then the coronation meal after a service in the Our Lady of the Annunciation Chapel today, and then Founders Hall tonight wraps up 7 o'clock with a day of service and coronation celebrations and free dessert.
And this was the students' idea, and I'm so proud of them for it. They want homecoming coronation to be the crowning achievement of the day of service. I want you just to think about that. That's the privilege that I have to serve young people like that, who realize that sort of the trappings of homecoming, the trappings of the homecoming court and candidates for king and queen and all of those things, that they would receive their honors at the end of a day in which all of us are out serving the community.
So someone you mentioned earlier that talked about what he learned from his mother in the way of service. Speaking to the students to send him off to Rome. Rector's on the line right now. I think he's out with the students.
I think he's at Fort Abraham Lincoln. I think he's leading the service project out there. Jerome, how are things going?
Things are wonderful, Monsignor. Scott, good morning. I'm sitting with a bus full of wonderful young people about ready to depart to Fort Abraham Lincoln and to do our service project. And now the head of it is giving us the green light and the go-ahead to start marching on. And so it's an honor to be here with you.
So what will you be doing today with the students there?
Today we're going over to Fort Abraham Lincoln, and they have a huge project that will need a lot of hands, which is actually putting up deer fence to protect a lot of the young trees that they planted and other things, because they have so many deer over there to protect the spaces for camping and all these things. And so it is a service project that, you know, isn't going to change the world today, but it'll change hearts, as Monsignor mentioned this morning, and give us a chance to think of all those people that get to see the great space of Fort Abraham Lincoln.
You know, I got to say to you, Scott, that Jerome Richter is one of the most devoted and the luckiest deer hunters in North Dakota.
No kidding.
Oh, my goodness.
Gets the tag, gets the deer.
No, it's incredible. And his poor wife has to put up these enormous deer heads all over their house. And so it's a funny thing that he would wiggle his way into doing a service project that had to do with deer.
It's just so bizarre.
Like, it's like an obsession.
they have become directly my arch enemy. I'm constantly trying to put them on the defense.
Yeah, exactly. How do the students decide what they're going to help with, how they're going to do their service?
As I understand it. Go ahead, Monsignor. You know it as well as I.
No. We partner with the United Way, and so they've got a tremendous infrastructure in terms of service opportunities. In fact, all year round, if you want to volunteer in Bismarck, Mandan, or in central or western North Dakota, you can always go onto their website, and they've got service projects up there, that type of thing. What they do for us is they make their website available to our students, and then they ramp it up. In other words, so our students really roll up their sleeves and get out there and find lots of projects, and so there's sort of a clearinghouse that's a partnership between the University of Mary's student government, our student leadership, and the United Way to make sure that there are enough service projects that are out there. Here's the other thing that we do, though, Scott, and this is really important. We try and emphasize, in terms of the makeup of each of the service teams, we try and make sure that we're mixing the students up. So we've got some student athletes in there. We've got some English majors, you know, from exotic places like Wisconsin or Connecticut, you know. And then we've got our local students as well, such that there's a real cross-pollination of our student body. We want to be building community on this campus. And as the University of Mary's grown so spectacularly, and as we've drawn students from sea to shining sea and from all over the world, we really want those students to come all together. And we want them them to experience the very best of North Dakota as well. In other words, they're out there and they're spending their time. Our football players who might come from California, Nevada, or Texas, they're out there spending time with some of the leaders of charity and human service in our community today. And so they're coming into contact with some of the most caring and contributive professionals in the Bismarck Mandan community, such that there's that real human interchange. That's what I was talking about just before the break. It's about changing individual hearts, and that's an amazing thing because that can happen pretty quickly.
In the past day of service events, Jerome first and Monsignor a second, I'm curious, any particular stories that stick with you about students, faculty, or staff coming back and talking about the interaction they have or talking about how fulfilling the service was?
Absolutely, Scott. In the past experiences that I've had working in cleaning up school grounds, church buildings, helping to do different things, one of the projects that was the most memorable for me is the former Mandan Junior High was to be renovated into a kind of an assisted living, a homeless shelter, and we needed to clean up the mess that had been left there. And there was probably about 60 of us that were working together to make this happen. And as Monsignor just said, it was kids from all different areas of the nation, from all different dispositions and majors. And we came together within an hour or two, and it almost felt as though you had formed a little working community right there. And what happened that next week that was even amazing to me, and I heard it from the students, is as you walked across campus, you recognized each other, that you got sweaty and dirty together, and you acknowledged each other in a new way. We also knew what each other's heart, kind of, if you will, was saying to each other, that we had done something that we don't deserve pat on the backs. We're simply doing what it is that we're called to do. We're called to serve, to sacrifice, to help to build that community together. And so, as Monsignor just mentioned, it changes hearts, but it also then changes hearts to come together in unity, to unite and to form that community that is both the University of Mary, but also the Bismarck Mandan area and so many others.
That makes sense that you would, you know, those bonds would continue on campus. After, that's neat. How about you, Monsignor?
Well, you know, I think what's important, so students do come back, and they'll tell me stories, sometimes with tears in their eyes, about how they didn't realize how deep and how critical the need is here locally. When, you know, on the surface of things, North Dakota is a really prosperous place. It is in a real way, too. In other words, we can be proud of the society that we have here, of the community bonds, of the neighborliness, of all of those things. But there are pockets and places in our community where there's terrific and genuine need. And for our students to come into contact with that, and we don't have students who come from necessarily very privileged backgrounds. You know, a lot of students choose us precisely because we're so affordable and because, you know, they might be the oldest of a family of five kids from rural South Dakota, and they need an affordable education. And so it's not like we're taking a bunch of silver spoons and putting them out into the slums of Bismarck. None of that's true. That's all a caricature. But it is the case that the students encounter genuine need. And in that human encounter, a transformation takes place. And it does sometimes feel good to serve, but that's not why we do it. And I tell students that. It's really important that they understand that this isn't about warm fuzzies. This is about forming a habit of life. That's what education is for. So when you come to your university, you want to have the experience of slowly acquiring, through the study of various things, a habit of mind where the world begins to make sense, where you're able to pick up where your high school teachers and your parents and your coaches left off, and deepen your understanding and your engagement with the world and come to see it more deeply. That habit of mind has to be matched with a habit of life. In other words, students need continually to find ways, opportunities, and avenues where they can give themselves away, where they can truly love until it hurts. And that's what we want. So we don't do this to give students a good feeling about themselves, but rather to remind them of their deep obligation, need, and duty to serve.
So much more than that day of service, but what comes after and what you learn. Absolutely. Yeah. More after this. Don't go away.
So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Join the best team in the West. MBI Energy Services, with immediate openings for diesel mechanics, lube techs, and traveling mechanics. Committed to safety and job satisfaction, MBI has received national recognition for safety excellence and recently named the 2018 Best Place to Work in the Oil Patch. MBI provides excellent pay, benefits, and training, and is a strong supporter of our local communities. Apply today at MBIEnergyServices.com. MBIEnergyServices.com.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers' revolutionary CompuDry Command Center is a fully automatic computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dried to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
From the Dakota Lazy J Ranch to your table, all natural, grass-finished beef. Sylvester's on the line. He's learned a lot in his lifetime of raising cattle. Tell me why grass-finished beef is so much better for him.
Grass-finished beef, as I found out, it's high in omega-3 oils. When you grain feed cattle in a feedlot, those oils in the meat are omega-6s, which come from corn, basically, and grains. And the only way you get omega-3 oils is by feeding the livestock grass, green forage. Your nervous system coating is omega-3s. If you go to diseases that people get, like MS, Parkinson's, it's a breakdown of that nerve coating. We eat, you know, mostly grain-finished beef, so we're heavy on omega-6s, and we don't have the omega-3s to give us that nerve coating that we need.
From the Dakota Lazy Ranch in Morristown, South Dakota, to your table, call 605-524-3472, 605-524-3472, or on Facebook at Dakota Lazy J Ranch.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
University of Mary, homecoming week here, and the day of service happening today. Learning a little bit about that, which has been great fun as well. Brought to you in part by our friends at the Energy of North Dakota. You know, North Dakota's oil and natural gas supply is helping meet America's demand. Committed to using the talent here, the resources here, wisely to build a strong, sustainable future for our family, friends, and neighbors. I want to prove that commerce and communities can work together for the good of all. It's happening now with the Energy of North Dakota. Learn more at energyofnorthdakota.com. Evidently, I say the number too fast.
for Juven Tours. And, of course, a number of you were considering joining us on the Midnight Sun Tour. My wife Maria and I and daughters Hannah and Haley are headed for Norway to see the Midnight Sun. Norway and the land of the Midnight Sun is special, June 14th through the 29th. If you want more information, here's the number, 701-237-9000. 701-237-9000. And I mentioned yesterday, I mentioned yesterday that we have some newfound space on the Washington, D.C. tour in early December as well. We're going to go see the National Christmas Tree. You look like you want to come along, Monsignor.
So I want to tell you something. When I was a student at the Northern American College in Rome, so I was in the seminary, I had a little bit of time off in late June, and a classmate of mine, he was from Georgia, we went to Norway at the end of June, about the same time when you're going. It was an amazing experience. It was amazing. Norway kind of feels like North Dakota. You drive in their red barns and their farms, and you realize why so many Scandinavians came to this part of the world. But it's an amazing thing to go way up there, at the height of the summer, and to experience what it's like when the sun never sets.
Isn't that something?
And the fjords and the tremendous beauty. Norway is a beautiful place. And so I just want to say a plug to this. It was one of the great experiences. When I was a young man, to go up to Norway in late June.
I appreciate that because it's hard to explain the beauty you see. I mean, and even before I was there the first time, I'm like, a fjord's a fjord, right? I mean, it's going to be some water, and it's going to look pretty, mountains around it, but I'm going to tell you, just it's majestic. It just grips you.
It's striking.
Yeah.
Striking.
If you don't believe in God, go to Norway. There's no other explanation. It's just that beautiful. It's pretty incredible, for sure. Couple of things I want to ask you about before we wrap up here, and one is just the environment we find ourselves in right now. People are in large measure on edge, not so much in North Dakota. I think more sort of politically involved and watching ads and, you know, saying what about this and what about that maybe than they normally would be. But of course, in other places we're seeing things like we did through the Kavanaugh nomination. It was vile. You know, it was just mean. It was just screaming and hollering. It was, angry mobs. What advice would you give people who are in knots over an election?
Well, you know, I want to say, first of all, that I have the privilege and honor of spending a lot of time with young people. And the tenor and the tone of conversation among adults in our society, it affects deeply our young people, and it causes them to be on edge and concerned about the future. And so one of the great things about this day of service, Scott, is that we're getting students out. So they're serving breakfast at ministry on the margins. They're spending time visiting people in nursing or assisted living facilities, some of whom spend all their day looking at the door to see if somebody's going to come and see them. They just lay there and they look at the door waiting to see if maybe another human being will come and talk to them today. And it's a reminder for our students that the world is bigger than the smallness sometimes of our arguments. And that there's not just heat in human conversation. There's also light. And there's meant to be more light than heat. And so that's a really it's an important reminder because so many of the discussions around the political dynamics that we experience, they are about power and they're meant to be about service. I've said many times here that one of the things that we're trying to do is convince young people about the nobility and the value of a life of public service. And a lot of them are turned off by it. They don't want to have anything to do with it because they see what happens to people when they wade into that arena. And we're trying to say, no, look, if you want to see the world change, you have to be that change. You have to be a part of it. And that means sometimes that you have to make sacrifices and you have to put yourself out there. And so I have great hope for the future because I see the quality of soul that our young people have. And I think that a day like today reminds them and refocuses their attention about what's best and what's most hopeful in humanity.
Well, this event, the Day of Service, and the way it is done, biggest volunteer service in the entire state of North Dakota every year, which is a pretty amazing thing. It's a great example of why I love the University of Mary. It really is a special place, and just so many incredible things happening here, bursting at the seams with students and infrastructure. I unfortunately only have about a half a minute left, but Jerome or Monsignor, anything you want to add about all the great things happening here right now?
Jerome, tell them how fast we're running up here.
We're running very fast, Scott and listeners, but it's exciting. We have growing pains, but the first thing is to emphasize the growing. And it's exciting to be able to serve. It's exciting to be able to be with these young people and serving together. And to your previous point, Scott, I just wanted to say this is one of the ways to deal with the issue that you brought up, is to bring people of all different sides and dispositions together, working with a single focus, that they get to know each other. And they know that the care is deep in all sides of the argument. But that is how we get to know each other and to build that community.
I love it. It's a great story. Congratulations on a wonderful day for homecoming and the Day of Service. Monsignor, thank you.
Great to be here with you. God bless you and all your listeners.
President of the University of Mary. Monsignor Shane.
Hello, this is Jim. I'm IndyFlagPoleGuy.com. And to honor the excellence of America, I'm announcing the Buddy Program. You and a friend can take advantage of purchasing a flagpole. That's right. If two come together and purchase a flagpole and live within 20 miles of each other, you can take advantage of a reduced cost of installation. So please call 701-571-FLAG and request your spot during the 2018 installation season. Or email Jim at IndyFlagPoleGuy.com. And thank you.
Hi, it's Scott Hinn. Let me tell you about my friend Jeff Cummer from MineralTracker.com. Jeff's a petroleum engineer and a veteran of the industry. His family turned to him for assurance they were getting paid correctly on their minerals and to help them understand their future income possibilities. So Jeff and a team built Mineral Tracker to give mineral and working interest owners a professional tool at an affordable price so they can really start managing their minerals like a business. Sign up for your free trial now at MineralTracker.com. Call 833-842-2924 or email info at MineralTracker.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.